Lupe Valdez partied with candidates all up and down the ballot at an unpretentious billiards hall in Old East Dallas, celebrating victories as election results poured in. Valdez said she was humbled and thanked her supporters and her campaign staff and even thanked the people she's been running against for the last 3 months.
Andrew, Adrian, Cedric, Jeffrey.
From
Joe,
a list of nine, the race Tom, has been whittled down to two, with Valdez in the lead.
It's nice to be in the lead, but it's better to win.
Talking to the crowd, Valdez said her campaign is about ensuring opportunities for everyone in Texas.
I've been blessed to live a life of service and hard work.
The eighth child of migrant farm workers, Valdez says she was the beneficiary of strong public schools. She worked her way through college, joined the Army, and spent a career in federal law enforcement before being elected Dallas County Sheriff in 2004. She was the first Latina, first woman, and first lesbian to hold that office.
I want to fight to provide that same type of opportunity for the people of Texas, no matter where they come from or where we're going.
Dallas County Democratic Chairwoman Carol Donovan says Valdez has a strong Democratic record and appeals to the grassroots. Plus, she's really good with people.
I have never met anyone that loves campaigning as much as Lupe Valdez.
But Valdez has big hurdles to overcome, according to Cal Gilson at Southern Methodist University.
She came out of the gate very, very slowly.
Gilson says Valdez fumbled her campaign rollout, flubbed important interviews, and struggled with fundraising.
The Democratic Party of Texas and the Texas Democrat base want Lupe Valdez to be their nominee, but she could talk them out of that.
If, he says, she can't build the campaign operation she needs to win, then voters are likely to find Andrew White very appealing. Brian Straw picks it up in Houston.
Thanks, Chris. Andrew White told supporters in Houston his moderate platform is what Texans need to address major problems in the state.
When I'm governor, we'll change the direction our state is heading completely. I'll use a personal approach, not a political one.
Claire Curtin of Houston says she's tired of the extreme positions both parties have taken lately, and she'll vote for White in May.
It's sort of Texas the way it used to be. A little more moderation. We're free thinkers, and it's not necessarily that important which side of the aisle you sit on, but who's going to do the best job.
Appealing to people like Curtin and even moderate Republicans is a big part of White's strategy. That's according to Mark Jones, head of the Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. Though Jones says in the runoff, that could put White at a disadvantage with the more progressive Democrats.
They want to see a 100% hardcore pro-choice candidate, not somebody who has a more nuanced position on abortion. They want to see someone who's going to appeal to Latinos and fight for LGBTQ rights in a way that Lupe Valdez will.
This may be Andrew's first foray into politics, but the White name is a familiar one in Texas. His father, the late Mark White, was governor from 1983 to 1987. Mark White also served as Assistant Attorney General and Secretary of State. Joy Saxton says she's known the candidate since he was a 9-year-old boy running around the governor's mansion.
I don't think he's doing this because his dad did it. I think he really felt a calling to do it.
While both candidates prepare to battle in the Democratic runoff, Jones thinks that's where the real competition will end.
I think if you're a Democrat, you could say that Lupe Valdez and Andrew White would be successful if Greg Abbott's margin of victory is in the low teens, maybe 13%, 14%.
A grim prognosis for Texas Democrats. But hey, there's always next time. I'm Brian Straw in Houston.